Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter. All right, it's history lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, May 9th, 1962, a freaking laser beam was successfully bounced off the moon for the first time. I don't know why we needed to bounce a laser off the moon. NASA doing their NASA Area 51 things.
So what'd that do? Measure the distance between the Earth and the moon?
Probably a more accurate way of doing it, shooting a laser up there. But
Dude, lasers are crazy. I just kind of forget about lasers, you know. But once you get one in your hand, you're like, I'll play with a laser. I'm like, this thing's wild.
As an adult, I forget about lasers. For some reason, as a child, I can't tell you how many times I begged mom and dad. Whenever you were at the checkout, they always had that little laser pointer with like the interchangeable head that you could do different heads on.
Right.
Is that when you went
through your raver phase, Brock?
Yeah, exactly. Look, Ma, I got to go to the rave, and if I don't have a laser, they're going to laugh at me. I don't know why, as a kid, lasers are like the coolest thing in the world, but as an adult, you forget about them. You do, because it's not a part of it.
Planes. Don't do that. I've learned that online.
What do I just imagine? There's some alien sitting up there, 1962, just hanging out on the moon. All of a sudden, laser ready. Ow! Hey, you jerks! I'm up here. What are you shining lasers up here for?
Right in the eye.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, you're like, oh, I'm just going.
You always look once. I mean, you want to see what the big fuss is about. All right. Or you make your buddy do it. Like, look, it's fine. Just look in the laser. Look in the laser.
I had a green one. I think mine was green.
Mine was red, and it had, like I said, the interchangeable heads was the coolest thing. You could do like a smiley face, and I think got this one at like a flea market. So it was, you know, it had like the middle finger one, like it was super cool. But that one, I got in trouble for.
Was it the keychain?
It was the keychain one, and you had it on your backpack, and you're like, just don't get. All you wanted to do is not have it taken away during homeroom. That was it. That was it. Because that thing was gone.
Hey, we got to be quiet. My cat just walked in, dude. We can't be talking about
meow. What is it with cats and lasers?
He'll go nuts, dude. He will go nuts.
Dogs don't do it. Cats lose their minds over lasers.
What is that?
I don't know. Maybe some.
Why don't dogs lose their minds?
Instinctual thing on there for cats, or I don't know.
Like, here's the thing, dude. If, like, just the sound of me picking it up, he knows.
Yeah?
And if he sees it, the little red dot, he'll be looking for it for days.
Didn't they do that with like a big like jungle cat, and that even the jungle cat like lost his mind for the laser?
Something about felines and that red dot, dude, that just drives them up the wall, literally.
And honestly, it works as a good party trick with usually a drunk chick. You'll get her to follow the laser a little bit too. Like, hey, Becky, look at the laser.
Do you ever see the video real quick of the kid hanging out of his apartment building, and there's a bunch of wild like stray cats? Like, there's like 50 of them, and he's playing with a laser pointer on the street, and they're all chasing it. There's like 50 cats chasing these things.
I am the cat commander. He's got his army going. No, I've never seen that. Never seen that. Might have to check that out. So there you go. We bounced a freaking laser beam off the moon for the first time, 1962, on this date. All right. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Bill Burr.